question me. Because I don't know, I cannot answer. But you are Swami Prabhu. You are Hansel. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you have come to know this. Only two.
Propagate Nam Sankirtan. Save. Liberate souls.
You should know. What is the meaning of Udhar Karna? Again, Udhar Karna means you don't. Mukti from the misery of this world and to keep the shelter of your lotus feet you have come. If you give me the shelter of your lotus and loving, affectionate lotus feet, then I may be glad. I will be consolated. Consolated means?
Pacified.
Unlimited names, unlimited collection of qualities, good qualities, and your this beautiful face and this body is ocean of love and affection and sukh, happiness. Very good. You have, by your mercy, you have
part two. One by yourself, another for just a part two.
Part two. Give one to her. Very good, but very. You have manifested your unlimited pastimes. You should be merciful to me that I may test them and serve you forever. You are son, but not ordinary son. You are Chinmay son. Chinmay, you know? Chinmay son, who gives light to sun, and he gives light to Brahma. He gives light to Golok Vrindavan. And I am Kiran Kand.
Rays
of sun. The dust of rays. One dust. So little particle I am. You are Prabhu. I am your eternal servant. By Swarup. By Swarup. But now I am not serving you. But by Swarup, there is something in our soul, the potency of serving. But that jeev, that soul, conditioned souls, may easily take your name, which is as powerful as you, and by that they can serve eternally to you. So I am a very little dust of the race, so I have no knowledge, I have no Swarup Shakti, I have no knowledge. So how I can answer your questions? Yet I will try to obey your orders. But I see what I will tell, I will tell if you manifest your mercy and knowledge, and that the same thing I will speak from my mouth, but actually there will be the mood of yours. So what you will make me speak, I will speak only that. You should not take my dosh and goon. Merit or
demerit.
Because I am jeev, I am conditional soul. I don't know what is wrong or right. So I will speak for your pleasure. But it may be that it may be wrong or right. So you should excuse me. I am saying this, he began to answer the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What?
How can the living entities like trees and animals, birds and beasts,
animals and demons, and in the shape of man, but not man, they are four-legged animals. I know that Krishna is so much Karuna,
merciful, so much merciful.
Without any reason, I have to be merciful.
Causeless
mercy. Merciful. And I also know that he is ocean of rush, and he is also Rasik Shekhar. Understand? So, by the two reasons, he descends in this world, and he does so many Rasapurna pastimes. And by that he also have your mercy to rescue all the conditioned souls from this world, miserable this world. He is also Sarveshwar. Sarveshwar? Sarveshwar means
God of
God. God of God. And he is also, he has wishes. So, by his power, by his Shakti, he does it very easily. He comes in this world from Golok Vrindavan. And by that Yog Maya, Swarup Shakti, he bestows his mercy to whole world. And that is without cause, causeless mercy. So I think that I have no qualification for anything to have his mercy, but yet his mercy is causeless and sprinkled everywhere, so by chance it may come to me. No? So this is only hope I have. Otherwise, if a conditioned soul is in free, in an ash, in an ant, and any tree in very, very dense forest, where anyone cannot go, how can he have the mercy of Krishna? Because Ramchandra came in this, Krishna came in the shape of Ramchandra, and he went on foot everywhere with Lakshmana and Sita and played so many pastimes here and there, from Himalaya to South India, everywhere. He may go to all other places. And so many body, like Kurma, Varaha, understand? Kurma, tortoise, in the sense of tortoise. Tortoise can go lakhs and lakhs miles. There are some fishes. They can go everywhere, from England to Pacific Ocean and here and there. And they know that this is their place and touring, and again they will come. Like you can come from America here and again you can fly there.
Can't fly there.
Huh?
I can't fly back there.
No? You don't mind?
Not possible.
Not possible? After 5 years?
No.
Achcha. So, like bird, guru, fishing guru, everywhere. He sent cargo sandi in the shape of crow. Hanuman as a monkey, everywhere. When they were searching Sita, Hanuman and all the monkeys of Ram, taking the name of Ram, 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 and the poor whole world and such, everywhere in the nook and corner of the jungles and everywhere in the everywhere. They search, and by this they preached Hare Krishna or Hare Ram, Ram. Like Narad singing on Veena, Radhika Ramana Name. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Tun 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 tun. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda. In this way, the tour everywhere, himself Krishna in the shape of God, 24 are more than them, and by their order, his powers in the shape of Rishi, Muni, Bhakta, Premi, Bhakta, the whole world too. And thus they chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, more than this. That cows, animals, all the person can hear all these things and easily go out of this world. These powers
Swarup Shakti is always situated in the heart of Krishna, in the body of Krishna. So Krishna is always with Shakti, with power. Power are not other than Krishna. But sometimes they come in this world in their own shape. Krishna Swarup Shakti is Lagini Shakti. And when it needs to serve Krishna and to give ananda to all, she comes in the shape of Radhika. Sometimes she comes in the shape of 16,000 Mahishis. Mahishis, you know? Sometimes at the shape of Sita, Lakshmi, and so many. But this Shakti always situating in the body of Krishna as a Sarup Shakti. Sometimes Krishna manifests them in the shape of Lakshmi, Radha and all gopis. So it has been told in Vedas. It has told in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has told in Upanishads. Also Puran and all other authentic books. Krishna is so Vibhu. Maybe you know? What is the meaning of Vibhu?
Vibhu means bowler, long, huge, cosmic.
You mean a thing? Greater than everything, greatest thing, in which every world and Golok, Vaikunth, Vrindavan sab may come. There is nothing greater than him. He is the potency of a very little particle, particle of particle. And he is bigger than mountains and mountains. No? In him, a whole world with whole Brahmanda, Golok Vrindavan, can come in his one Lomkup. Lomkup, you know?
Four.
In four. And he may live in a heart of an ant. You see, very particle kida.
Insect.
Today I saw very little incense. You are seeing this black, more little than this, and
moving.
Going here and moving. No? In this also Krishna may live. So he is greater than greatest thing, and he is particle of particle. Anu, anu. He has manifested so many things. When he is with Sarup Shakti, Ladini Sambhid and Ladini and Sambhid and Sandini, all kinds of Shakti, when he is combined, then his Ansa means power, are called Swansa. Swansa. Swa Ansa. And when only Anuchit Shakti, that is Jiva Shakti, is combined with Krishna, but no other Shaktis, then from him Vibhinansh Jiva comes. We are Vibhinansh Jiva. And all the avatars are Swansa. We cannot be Swans, and Swans cannot be Vibhinans. We are a particle heat. Understand? More powerful than any of the worldly things. But yet,
it is covered with maya and becomes conditioned soul. Jivi Chetan, he never comes in maya, but yet the power, the supreme power is Yog Maya Sarup Shakti. She is Achinta, yes.
Inconceivable.
Achinta Ghatan Aghatan Patiyasi. She can do anything which never
has been done.
Never can be done. She can do everything. She can do you as a piece of a stone, and he can make that piece of a stone who can move, talk, and do everything. She can do anything. So it is called achinta. We cannot do any chinta of that. We cannot understand, think about that. But we can think by the mercy of Krishna. We can know him by the process what Vedas and Srimad Bhagavat has told. By that process we can understand that Shakti and Krishna also, and we can get the mercy of Krishna and Swarup Shakti. And this is called bhakti process. Bhakti process for those who are swatantra.
Independent.
They are missing their independence. For them, it is very hard to know all these things. But saranagat ho gaye hain,
surrender
soul, without any causeless surrender. I don't know anything. I have surrendered myself in your lotus feet. Then they can know all these things, process. And by adopting this process, they can have the service of Radha and Krishna. So there are three Shaktis power. Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Jiva Shakti. Three powers. Chit Shakti, Chit power, Maya or Jiva Shakti. Three. Jiva Shakti is neither Chit Shakti, neither Vardi. Mundane Shakti. Any of them, Jiva is not. So he can move in that and this. But Chit Rajya and also in this world this. So it has been called Tatastha. Neutral. But not neutral. Sometimes there, sometimes here. Like a marginal line. No fixed line. Sometimes it goes in the deep, and sometimes it comes when the lahar aati hai, waves are coming, it goes up that demarcation line, and when it subsides, then it comes lower. Ananta Vaikuntha Adi Jata Krishna Dham.
Either kono thik nahi je kokhon aati karbe. Kono ek ghanta age karbe, kono din aadh ghanta
karbe. Paata sada kare,
Ananta Vaikuntha Adi Jata Krishna Dham. Vaikuntha is the dham of Krishna. Abode of Krishna. Krishna Dham. Golo, Vrindavan, Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, all are called Vaikuntha. In Vaikunth, Narayan Dham, Ram Dham, Krishna Dham are situated. Krishna Dham is divided into four. Lowest is Golok, after that Dwarka, after that Mathura, and after that in Braja, first is Gokul, second is Vrindavan, third is Govardhan, fourth is highest top place. In Radhakunda there are two, Radhakunda and Shyamkunda. Radhakunda and Shyamkunda are one, but there is a demarcation line. Sometimes water goes there and from inner part goes to there. Both are one, but from outside it appears two. Yet Radhakunda is the life of Shyamkunda, and Shyamkunda is life of Radhakunda, both. So we should know all these things. Tomorrow I will. Oh, you will return to Vrindavan? Tell Navadvip Prabhu to come here about 4. With the correction slip of the book, Bhakti Rasayan.
দণ্ডক প্রভু
কি সমাচার আপনিও তো বৃদ্ধ হয়ে গেলেন আমাদের মতো